views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Spirit Guidance Radio with Shannon Walbrand. Shannon is known as South Africa's top psychic. Are you ready to make the brave changes that will bring soul into your everyday life? If you have a question on love, career, or health, listen to your spirit guides to find specific, detailed answers. Now, here's your host, Shannon Walbrand.
Hi, and welcome to Spirit Guidance Radio. I'm so excited to be with you, and I'm looking forward to taking your call. The number to dial is 001-800-930-2819. I'm broadcasting to you live today in order to help you get the messages that you need to make the changes that you need to make in your life. You can ask any question you want. The question is about yourself. Question is without any background information whatsoever. All you have to do is call in and ask your question. Make it sound like this. Should I marry this guy? What should I do about my work? How can I make the most of my talents during my short time on this earth? What can I do to make a difference? Tell me about my life purpose. How can I fix my migraine headaches? Anything that you want to know about, I want to help you find out. My name is Shannon Walbrand, and I'm a spirit guide interpreter. I've been doing this work now since 2003. I've written a book called Guided, How to Communicate with Your Spirit Guides. And I really want to hand my job over to you. I want you to be able to reach out and get those answers that you need for yourself. In the meanwhile, I'm happy to help. That's why I do these radio programs as a community service. So please allow me to help you if you're ready. The number is 800-930-2819. And if you're calling from outside of the States, you dial in front of there 001. So I'd like to start off by telling you the title of the show. The title of today's show, Spirit Guidance Radio, is God Does Not Call Us to Be Successful. I got the quotation from one of my heroes, who is Mother Teresa, and I've been dedicating February to Mother Teresa. I've been studying her, reading about her, and every day I'm posting a quotation by Mother Teresa on my Facebook page and on my Twitter, just so that I can bear her in mind and keep her as one of my guardian spirits as I go through my life and through my everyday. So when I found this quote, I actually was arguing with it in my mind, and so I'd like to share it with you, and I'd like to think about it with you out loud. Mother Teresa wrote, God does not call us to be successful. He calls us to be faithful. Now, this brought up a lot of secondary questions for me. I wonder if it does the same for you. When she says God does not call us to be successful, she's almost telling a joke. She's playing a trick on us. She says, no, what does he call us to do? He calls us to be faithful. Being faithful and being successful are not always opposites, and that's why there's a certain touch of humor here, which Mother Teresa is very good at. She was very witty. She was a very intelligent person. And, well, I'll come back to this quote right now because I do want to take the person who's on the phone, but I want you to think of, can I be faithful and successful at the same time? That's the question that I'd like you to contemplate. Hi, this is Shannon with Spirit Guidance Radio. How can I help you?
Good day, Shannon. What should I do to sell all the stock that I have?
Yes. Well, the first answer is yes, you should sell all the stock that you have. They want you to completely close out. They don't want anything left over, but they do want you to get a proper price for it. So they're talking about you selling it online versus via eBay. What is it that you have stock of?
It's actually jeans, clothes.
Close. Okay. So they're telling me that eBay will be the best because you'll get buyers from a wide geographical area rather than just locally to you. So you'll have to charge for shipping, for postage. But the kinds of clothes that you have, they said that people want them, but not necessarily people who live close by you. So please put them on eBay. Does that satisfy you?
Yeah. Can you repeat that again, Jenna?
Sell them on eBay.
Okay.
Okay, that's the answer. Are you cool?
Okay. Yeah, I'm cool with it. Yeah. Thank you very much.
Okay, cool. Yeah, good luck with that. Let us know how it goes. Thank you.
Okay, hold it.
Okay, bye. So God does not call us to be successful. He calls us to be faithful. It is a paradox, but it is not a contradiction in terms, because one can be faithful and successful at the same time. The thing is, which are you going to prioritize? That is the big question. Don't prioritize being successful over being faithful. If you're being faithful, you're listening to God's word and you're waiting to find out what to do, and you hope for success. However, you know that success in this world, in the material plane, is not the main goal. Of course, I want to support my family. Of course, I want to do well. Of course, I want to have food that I like. I would prefer to buy organic food, which costs more money, but it's totally worth it. I would prefer to have a better school for my children. I would like to pay for that. So, yes, God understands these things. But being faithful sometimes means that you're going to fail because you put yourself out there and you take a risk. And in the world's eyes, you're going to lose money or you're going to lose your job. But if you're doing the right thing, you're going to win in the long run. That's really the kind of thing that Mother Teresa is talking about. I wanted to share that with you, and I chose that as the title for today's show because it's a bit tricky. It's a bit something that you might want to work on. So the next thing I'd like to share with you is a story that I received via email this week from a client. And so I'll just read it to you straight. I thought it was really delightful. But while you're listening to this, please think about calling in with your question. 001-800-930-2819. You're just going to ask just one question with no background information, and I'm going to channel you a message from your angels and guides. Here we go. Here's the letter from my client that I got. I just wanted to tell you that in 2007, when I was 23 years old, you told me that by the age of 28, I would have gotten back together with the love of my life. And shortly after that, we would have our firstborn child, and then 2 years later, our second child would be born. Well, everything is spot on and right on track. We found our way back to each other after some time apart. I am expecting baby number two to arrive in May, just a month after baby number one turns 2 years old. Shannon, please treasure that special gift of yours. Lots of love, Kay. So K is the initial of the client. Of course, I would never reveal any client's names. In fact, when you call in to me, you don't have to tell me your name. It doesn't matter at all. The only time that a name becomes important is sometimes they'll say the meaning of your name is important to the answer. So like my name, Shannon, it means wisdom in Old Irish. So that's the only reason that your name would ever become important. We'll come back with more really interesting stories and more of Spirit Guidance Radio after this short break. Thanks for tuning in to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
Get ready to rock. You asked and we delivered. Friday, February 14th. New redesigned interactive websites. Listen online or download the app. The Dr. Pat Show and Transformation Talk Radio are bringing the heat. Go to thedrpatshow.com and transformationtalkradio.com. This Friday, you do not want to miss this.
Tune in Thursdays at 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern to Spirit Guidance Radio with Shannon Walbrand on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with South Africa's top psychic will amaze and uplift you. Call in to receive detailed, specific answers that offer immediate solutions as Shannon interprets messages from your spirit guides. Whether it's love, business, or health, your spirit guides are ready to help. Visit ShannonWalbrand.com for more info. You are guided.
What's getting your attention as physical pain or illness? Have doctors been unable to help? Consider an intuitive healing session with Christy Borst. Amazing things happen every day, sometimes with jolting awareness, and sometimes with subtle shifts aided with Christy's divine healing gift. Release that which no longer serves you. For more information and to contact Christy, visit healingresonance.us. That's healingresonance.us.
Where do you desire to go in life? How do you plan to get there? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Your Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside you waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase on TransformationTalkRadio.com and discover how awakening to your inner voice transforms your life.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
I'm really happy to help you get the answers that you need to the questions you have about your life. Please call in with your question. The number to call is 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819. And I have so much information that I'd like to share with you today. Whether you're going to call in with a question, whether you're listening to this today, which is still February 2014, or whether you're listening in the future on a podcast that's available on my website, www.shannonwalbrand.com, or via transformationtalkradio.com, which has plenty of lovely podcasts from all different kinds of shows about healing, about astrology, about health, about everything that you need to know, psychology, relationships. transformationtalkradio.com has a wonderful host of programs that I'd like you to go check out. So the first thing that I'd like to share with you today is a great video I found. It's actually a series of videos free on YouTube. And here are the words. I'll repeat them twice. Here are the words that you would put into the YouTube so that you can find it. The title of the video is Pure Crystal Bowl Healing. Nope, let's try it again. Pure Crystal Bowl Chakra Clearing. Pure Crystal Bowl Chakra Clearing, that last word, chakra, C-H-A-K-R-A, also called chakra. What this is someone has found crystal bowls, which are especially tuned to each of the seven chakras in the body. And then it doesn't even say whether it's a he or she. She tunes the bowls and runs the bar, the drumstick, around the outside of the bowl to produce exactly the right tone that heals and closes and affirms and energizes that chakra. So there are seven chakras, there are seven videos, and they are free and they're available on YouTube. And if you look at it, each of them is the color of the chakra. So the base chakra is red, and then the tone goes like that. And it lasts for about 3 minutes. And I found them to be so incredibly effective. I'm really recommending that to you. I thought it was very helpful. The only thing that made me laugh was that on her YouTube videos, there's somebody talking in the next room. So when you're in the middle of it, you don't hear it because you're concentrating on the music. And then just as it fades out at the end, then you can hear that there's someone on the phone. So I really think she should do them again because they're so incredibly wonderful. And that reminds me of a story that happened when I went on my very first Vipassana retreat. Have you heard of Vipassana? It's a kind of it's called insight meditation. It's a kind of a silent retreat for Buddhists. And it's for 10 days. It's completely silent. You don't talk at all for 10 days. You don't even make eye contact with the other people, which is called noble silence. So you're walking around picking up your food, you know, you eat and you go to bed and you wake up in the morning and you pretend as though you're the only person in the whole universe. It's just you and the universe, and you are meditating and learning as much as you can about meditation. So it's really a very, very special retreat. But what happened to me on my first one was that I did it in Brazil. And Brazilians, if you know any Brazilians, and I hope you do because it's a fantastic place to live and really, really a funny, interesting society, can be quite talkative. And so in the kitchen, the people who were volunteering to run the retreat we're chatting away, and there I was doing my very best and being very serious and very northern about must learn to meditate, must keep complete focus, until I couldn't stand it anymore. It was on about the fifth day, and they kept laughing and talking in the kitchen while they were making our lovely vegetarian food. And so I stood up and I went over there and I hissed at them and I said, "Don't you know I'm trying to meditate?" And they laughed and laughed and laughed. Because, of course, one of the things about meditation is that if you get good at it, which obviously I was not at that time, anything can happen and it shouldn't shake you. So a lightning and thunder could blast above your head, or there could be a cement mixer that goes outside. And one is supposed to just let it float by you. One is supposed to, you know, like, okay, it's fine. There's a loud noise. Okay, there's a mouse. Okay, no problem. Okay, it's cold. Okay, it's hot. It's not that you don't notice that it's cold or hot. It's just like, okay, it's cold. I can accept that. Okay, it's hot. I can accept that. That is what meditation is about. And it's training in an intense way so that when you go back into life, into real life, if there are noisy people in the next room, or if you get a bat in your house, which of course has also happened to me, you don't lose your cool and you don't freak out and you don't have a complete attack because strange things are happening. Meditation is a way of doing intense practice so that you can allow life to be life and you can work with it as it comes. Okay, we've got Tina on the line, and I'd like to go to her call right now. Hi, Tina. This is Shannon. How can I help?
Hi, Shannon. How are you?
I'm well. And yourself?
Shannon?
Yes.
Oh, good.
Hi.
Thanks.
Can you
I take just wanted
yeah,
to
go
know.
Ahead.
Will
you
I
can
I
say your
get
question
my
now.
Business, my business off. Pardon?
Okay, we can't talk at the same time.
Now.
We have to take turns because I'm on Skype and you're on a long distance call. So I'll say what I'm going to say, and then you say what you're going to say. Tina, what is your question, please?
Okay, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Okay. Will I ever get my business off the ground?
The answer is no. It is the wrong time for this business. And as you notice, there is not enough demand for your business. You're trying to create demand, but there isn't any natural demand for what you're offering. So your angels are suggesting that you go back and work corporate because they're telling me that you used to work in a corporate setting. Okay, Tina, now you can speak. Do you want to speak?
Yes, I am used to working, but I was hoping to generate some extra income somehow.
Right. Do you notice that there isn't demand for what you're offering?
Yes, it's slightly there, but I wasn't sure if it's going to be sustainable.
No, it's not sustainable, and they would like you to drop it because they said that it's taking time away from your family. Is that true, Tina?
Okay. Yeah, that's true.
Okay, well, I wish you well,
okay,
but go back to the regular job and drop the business for now.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Tina. God bless. Bye-bye. Okay, so the reason that I'm telling you about this is I'm telling you about this YouTube video that you can watch, Pure Crystal Bowl Chakra Clearing. And I'm also talking to you about my first Vipassana retreat, and I'm telling you a little bit about meditation and the effect, the positive effect that meditation can have on your life. And the reasons that I'm telling you these stories, even though they also function as standalone stories to tell you things, but I would like to get into how you can be clearer in all of your chakras, because I've been getting a lot of messages from clients whose chakras are not clear. I'd like to tell you about that. Chakras are spots on the body that hold energy. And the ones that I'm going to talk about today are the crown chakra and the third eye chakra. So the crown chakra is on the top of your head. If you were to put your hand on top of your head as if you're wearing a small hat, that is where your crown chakra is. Your third eye chakra is right in between your eyebrows, right on your forehead. What happens when either of these chakras is out of balance? Well, they can either be too open or too closed. Let's talk about what the symptoms are about when your chakra is too far open, when it is too far closed, and then what are the solutions that you can do to solve your problems? Because some of your problems might be related to this and you wouldn't even know about it. So here we go. Can you put your hand on top of your head right now as if you are wearing a small hat, that your hand, the palm of your hand, is covering most of the top of your head? It should be slightly warm. But by slightly warm, I mean that it should be the same temperature as if you put your hand on your neck or as if you put your hand on your arm. Okay, so I want you to do a temperature comparison between the top of your head and your arm or your neck. Because if the top of your head is burning, burning, burning hot, like a burner, or it's pulsing and going thump, 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 if you can hear or feel your heartbeat in the top of your head, your crown chakra is too far open. I'm going to go to the phones now, and we're going to take a call from Jessica, and I'll come back with more information about your chakras right after this. Hi, Jessica. This is Shannon. How can I help?
Yes, I'm having a problem with a building contractor, and I'm wondering if it's going to be resolved. He did something, but it still needs to be fixed, and he hasn't fixed it.
Yes, Jessica, that's a lovely question because they're asking for you to do the Hawaiian forgiveness prayer. Do you know about the Hawaiian forgiveness prayer?
No.
Okay, I'll tell you. It's got four lines. It's really easy to do. And they're telling me that that guy is being stubborn, holding a grudge. He's going to be mean about this. He's not going to want to do it. He's going to really dig his heels in, and it will be like pulling teeth to try to get him back onto the job. However, if you work on him energetically, something could shift. So this is how the Hawaiian prayer goes. It says, let's say, do you want to say his first name, or can I just make up a name like Jeff?
That's fine.
Okay, let's call him Jeff. Hey, Jeff. What we say is, I'm sorry, Jeff. Please forgive me, Jeff. I love you, Jeff. Thank you, Jeff. Okay, that's the Hawaiian forgiveness prayer. And the way that it works is when you say, I love you, Jeff, for all the good work that you can do. Thank you, Jeff, for your skills, your education, your understanding. Please forgive me, Jeff, if it wasn't clear enough what we needed to have done. And I'm sorry, Jeff, that this isn't going to be easy for you to do and that you're not going to want to do it. So what's happening is that he's going to resist, but if you do this Hawaiian forgiveness prayer, like let's say 20 times, not to him, I mean on your own, by yourself, then something can shift energetically. So what the guides are recommending is that you do this 20 times and then phone him, okay? Don't phone him now, phone him after you've done the prayer 20 times. Can you come back to us in a week, Jessica, and tell us if it worked?
Okay, why is he being so stubborn?
This is about him, and it's not about you or me. So we can't know about that. We're not allowed to know about his internal workings. But what we are allowed to know is, how can Jessica try to shift him? So I would love for you to give it a try. And if you give it a full-hearted try, call us in a week and tell us if it worked.
All right. Okay, thank you.
Yeah, thanks. Take care. Bye. Okay, so think about your crown chakra, test the temperature of your crown chakra, and then squeeze your hand and your fingers together as if you're making a fist and pretend that it is a hole that you need to close. Because if it's too far open, you are going to get headaches, you're going to get dizzy, and sounds and lights are going to bother you as if you have a migraine, you know? Like the sounds that the next door neighbors are making, or if people are chatting in the next room, as I was referring to, that's going to bother you. We'll go to a break now and come back with more information for you.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News talk show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet Yo Andrew at AndrewTweetGeo. Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at yoandrewnts. Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Strella.
One of Britain's most respected psychic mediums, John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Starella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Starella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Starella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Thank you for listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Like us on Facebook/Transformation Radio Network. Tweet and follow us at TransformNet. Visit us at www.transformationtalkradio.com and find us on Pinterest, Google Plus, YouTube, spiritualnetworks.com, Flickr, Tumblr, and Spreaker. Just search for Transformation Talk Radio. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
You're back with part three of Spirit Guidance Radio. My name is Shannon Walbrand, and I'm ready to take your call on 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819. You're listening to Spirit Guidance Radio. Perhaps you have a question. Something's not working in your life. You're getting frustrated. You're getting upset. What's going on with you? Please call in, and I'll be your translator between you, your angels, and your spirit guides to try to help you straighten things out so that you can lose this pain, get over your upset, and get back to the life that you want, a life full of joy and purpose and happiness. We were talking about how to tell when your crown chakra is out of whack, and I was giving you the exercise that if your hand is on top of your head, you can squeeze your hand together and make a fist and imagine closing, but it'll only close to the point that it needs to. Your crown chakra, when it's too far open, can lead to these other symptoms, being manic. You know what it's like when you're manic? You have way too many ideas and none of them ever seem to land. I know I should play the stock market. I know I should start a nursery. I know I should grow. Oh, yes, that's great. And that you hardly even finish a sentence before the next thing is coming to your mind. It's as if you're downloading, but you're not filtering. This is problematic. And it can be very problematic for people who aren't grounded because it can make them feel crazy. If you feel that way sometimes, and if you just feel a bit wild and you don't know what's going on, try working with your crown chakra and calming it down. Another thing to do is to draw a spiral on the top of your head with your finger. And how you would do that is start at the outside of your head and draw a spiral smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller until you get to the middle of your head. Then, once again, check your temperature, see if the temperature of your head has gone down so that it matches the rest of your body. And then also another one that you can do is you can take a stick of incense and you can light it and then blow it out so that it's just got the little spark at the end. And then slowly, slowly draw a circle around your head, also with an incense stick. And what you're doing is you're asking for help. So you're praying, you're asking God, please allow what should be open to be open and what should be closed to be closed. Because to have something left open is as if you're leaving the front door of your house open. Some things can come in, like mice or ants or birds or strangers, and you don't want that to come in. So in a similar way, if your crown chakra is too open, it can be scary. You can have nightmares. You can have bad dreams. You can have bad thoughts. You can have fears. You can have things coming into you that you don't need to have coming in. If you're having any of these symptoms, of course, I'm asking you to seek medical treatment if you think that you need medical treatment. But if you're having a mild or irritating version of this, please try working with your crown chakra. Okay, call in with your question, 1-800-930-2819. And now I'll tell you that if you don't want to call into the radio, but you'd like to have your very own session with me, I do 10 question sessions, which last for up to an hour, and the cost is $100. And I'm happy to do those via Skype or via phone so that we can get all of your answers taken care of. You can book your own session and you can choose your own time and you can pay via PayPal on my website, which is www.shannonwalbrand.com. And I understand that sometimes it's difficult for you to call into the radio and you don't want anybody to recognize your voice. I understand that. And I'd be happy to help you go into much more depth than I'm allowed to go into on the radio. And I have lots of satisfied people who have been working with me year after year. I can only work with each client once every 12 months, but people do. They come back year after year and make another appointment annually so that they can get the help that they need. And then over time, they learn how to communicate with their angels and spirit guides by themselves. So for now, what I'd like you to do is to pick up the phone and call 1-800-930-2819. The next chakra that we're going to talk about is the third eye chakra. So we've discussed the crown, and now we're going to the third eye. So this goes right in between your eyebrows, and if you could draw, it's where you can wear a bindi if you want to. It's a small red decorative dot, and it really symbolizes the wisdom of a person. So it's worn in India mostly, or it's worn for decoration in the West. And that dot represents the third eye. With the third eye, when it's activated, we can see into the future. And by seeing into the future, I mean we can see what is possible. There's nothing written or that must happen in the future. But with your third eye too open, again, you see things that could happen. And this is the kind of feeling when you say, oh my gosh, it could rain. Oh no, it could go wrong. Oh, if I leave my purse there, oh, for sure somebody's going to take it. And you feel as though you have your intuition, but the volume is on 10. This is a very uncomfortable feeling to have. And what I want you to do, if that's occurring to you, if you're having hunches and intuitions, but they're scary and they're happening way too much, is to ask yourself, how many of these things are actually coming true? You know, check with the facts. Like, you can even write them down in a little notebook. I think that guy is going to come and talk to me, and then he doesn't. I think I'm going to slip on that wet patch over there on the sidewalk, and then it doesn't happen. I think that, okay, and these are usually what's coming into your mind are bad things or scary things, things that you're worried about. This means the third eye is way too far open. So now I'll ask you to do something similar. You take your fingers and you put them over your eyebrows, and then you gently draw your finger and your thumb together as though you're pinching. So you're going to pinch the forehead closed like that. You can also draw a small spiral in the middle of your forehead, and it's from outside to inside. You're drawing a spiral, so you're drawing it closed. Then you say the prayer, God, please let me open what needs to be open, and please close what needs to be closed. And then you say thank you, as you do at the end of every prayer. And then you also can take a stick of incense, and very carefully, because you're working with your face, draw a small circle with the incense right in front of your face, about 5 inches away from your face. And then look around and see if things look more realistic. One of the problems with having your third eye chakra open is that things can seem fluorescent. They can seem glowing. It's as if you're on psychotropic drugs or you've eaten mushrooms or you've smoked too much marijuana. It's as if things are pulsing or glowing or looking weird. You can also see things out of the side of your eye as if you could see, you can see a shadow running across the floor of the room as if there's a mouse in the room and you're in a place where there are no mice. This is a sign that your third eye chakra is too far open. Okay, that's what we've been covering in terms of too far open. Now I'm going to take us back to the other chakra that we were working on, which is the crown chakra, and talk about when the crown chakra and the third eye chakra, which are related, obviously, they're both in the head. They both have to do with receiving messages. One, the crown chakra is more for receiving messages from heaven or from the universe, and the third eye chakra is more for receiving messages for your own personal future, what's going to happen to you, and what kinds of things could happen, what are things that you should keep an eye out for, obviously, and also things that are warnings. Again, I want you to take this more lightheartedly that, okay, you could have a feeling about that, you could have an intuition about that. If it's too scary and it doesn't come true, that's problematic. So let's talk about that before we go to our next break. But while I've got you, I'm going to give you my phone number again. It's 1-800-930-2819. Please call in with your question. 1-800-930-2819. When the crown chakra is too far closed, you don't feel a sense of connection to the divine. You feel that life is boring. You actually feel that life is almost not worth living. You look around and you say everything is blah. Nothing tastes good. You can't think of anywhere to go. You can't think of anyone to call. If anyone says anything uplifting, you react in a very jaded way. You say, baha, that's so stupid. Who cares about that na-na-na religion stuff? Of course, religion can be difficult and problematic and can cause wars. But there are beautiful and uplifting moments that can be taken from any practice, any religion, any moment of inspiration. And if you are completely sick of seeing bumper stickers or Facebook posts, or if not even the sound of children singing moves you, then I suspect that your crown chakra is too far closed. Similarly, if your third eye chakra is too far closed, and you will have no insight into other people, you will have bad luck. You won't have that, hey, I know, I should walk into that store and see if there's something on sale for me. So you will feel as though nothing is going your way. You're not having any good chance at experiencing the serendipity of life. So those are two ways that your crown chakra and your third eye chakra do need to be kept a little bit open so that you can have that sense of joy and connection, both with the divine and with everyday life. It's time for us to take a break now. You've been listening to Spirit Guidance Radio with Shannon Walbrand on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
ACT, Advanced Cell Training, is a restorative healing process created by Gary Bleier to address the body malfunctions that contribute to illness. This breakthrough learning program teaches health insights and principles, strategic integration of both traditional and alternative modalities, while clients train their own bodies to heal themselves. Visit AdvancedCellTraining.com. That's AdvancedCellTraining.com.
Where do you desire to go in life? How do you plan to get there? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Your soul suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside you waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase on TransformationTalkRadio.com and discover how awakening to your inner voice transforms your life.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in Thursdays at 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern to Spirit Guidance Radio with Shannon Walbrand on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with South Africa's top psychic will amaze and uplift you. Call in to receive detailed, specific answers that offer immediate solutions as Shannon interprets messages from your spirit guides. Whether it's love, business, or health, your spirit guides are ready to help. Visit ShannonWalbrand.com for more info. You are guided.
What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told? What if we truly can bend the laws of physical reality? What if we can end limitation? What if weird were the coolest thing you could be? And what if it's time for a totally different reality? Are you ready to create it? Are you ready to dream as big as you dare? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything in my life changed for me. This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Gandhi, Galileo, and Aristotle all knew to be true. It's not about the answer. It's about being the question, always. It's about truly being you, whatever that looks like, and changing this world. Is now the time? Start by signing up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. That's beingyouclass.com. What if you are the gift and the change this world requires? BeingYouClass.com.
Okay, we're in our final segment of Spirit Guidance Radio. Please feel free to call in to get your answers. The number is 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819. And if you'd like to schedule an individual session with me, please go visit my website, www.shannonwalbrand.com. So I was talking about what if your crown chakra and your third eye chakra are too far closed. You won't feel any kind of warmth or buzz or a feeling of I'm so lucky. So how to warm those up? First of all, it's to recognize it, that you're feeling completely out of luck. And then secondly, to say, how can I make my own luck? It's by taking small, very small chances. I'm talking about going into a shop that you never go into, calling a friend that you never call, doing things rather randomly until you start to make the connection between I do random things and good things can happen and bad things can happen. And then finding out which of the random things are causing good things to happen and then making a pattern out of it. And also, working with your third eye and your crown chakra has a lot to do with allowing external symbols to come and interact with you. So, for example, it's okay for you to choose what that symbol should be. I know a lot of people think that it's only a white feather in your path that means, okay, this is the right thing or I'm on the right track. But, you know, you can gladly work with angel numbers. And you can say, when I see the numbers 1, 2, 3, it's going to mean to me, I'm on the right track. I'm doing the right thing. And when I see the number, 987, so then you're telling yourself that things are going downhill and that's wrong for you. So you get to decide. Like about a year ago, I thought, oh my gosh, there are so many beautiful symbols and signs in the world. And I think my vocabulary in symbols and signs is too limited. So I heard of a friend who said that every time she went outside, she saw something heart-shaped. And I said to myself and to my angels, I'd like to see that. Ever since then, every time I look around, I see a heart-shaped puddle of water on the ground. I see a heart-shaped leaf. I see a heart-shaped stone. And I've gotten my little kid to be so into it that he and I now see spray-painted hearts on walls everywhere we look. It's like, so you could choose a moon, you could choose a star, you could choose a square, you could choose a rectangle. And then you need to see it in a slightly unusual place. It can't be, I choose a stop sign, and then you see a stop sign at the end of every corner. That would be a bit too much. So choose something that's slightly different, slightly off track, and then develop that as a language between you and your own angels and guides to tell you, and it's best if you use one that's positive and one that's negative. So one means thumbs up and one means thumbs down. And then try to track what you were doing or thinking about just immediately before you saw the symbol, because that's how it's working. Let's say that you wake up and you're having an incredibly grumpy day. You woke up on the wrong side of the bed, and then you walk outside and you see your thumbstone symbol. Okay, that's saying, hey, you can't go walking around in the world with such a grumpy face. You know, shape up and go out there, give it a smile and see what happens. And then you do, you make the change that is suggested to you, and then you get your thumbs up symbol or sign. So that's what I'm talking about in terms of reinvigorating your crown chakra and your third eye chakra. And I'd like you to work on those over the coming week and then see what kinds of changes your environment brings to you and you bring to your environment. We're much more interactive with our universe than sometimes we perceive. And the crown and the third eye are about that. They're about receiving messages. But you can, what you didn't know is that you can determine the language. Just like when you get a computer or a cell phone and it's or a DVD and it says, which language would you like to watch this movie in? And you can choose English, French, Spanish, German. You get to choose. So choose. Choose a language that works for you. What if it's smell, for example? You could say, tell me every time I'm on the right track, tell me with a smell of flowers. Even if that means that you have to accidentally, if you can understand what I mean by accidentally, walk past someone who's wearing a really beautiful perfume, or it means that you're stuck next to a dog that's farting in the elevator, that is your sign. And that's the language that you've chosen to interact with your angels and guides about. Hey, I still have time to take your call. If you want to call in, it's 1-800-930-2819. You've been listening to Spirit Guidance Radio with Shannon Walbrand. And this show is all about interacting with your angels and guides to receive divine guidance on what you can do and what you probably shouldn't do in order to make yourself fulfilled, to bring yourself to health, enlightenment, and happiness. So now I'd like to tell you about, in general, how you can rebalance your chakras. And next week we'll go into more of these kinds of stories. But what I'd like to tell you is, if you want to take a hot bath and put a pound of salt in the bath, this will clear you and it will reset the dial no matter what has been going on with you. This is particularly effective if you've had a really bad day and you've been interacting with a lot of negative people who have left you feeling just crummy and you don't know what to do about it. Pour the pound of salt in the hot water bath. Let it dissolve. Get in there and soak. And it will come off of you. It has something to do with ionization. Don't ask me too much about the technical side of things. I'm telling you it works because I've done it and it works. As a person who works with people who are at a crossroads and people who can be quite cross and quite difficult and quite crabby, and I'm trying to give them advice and help, and if they're in the wrong space, they don't always receive it with gratitude. Sometimes they say, I can't do that. That's not possible. Until a year later when they say, oh, it was possible and it did work. But at the moment, they're really too stressed out, sometimes too stressed out to even take in the information. In order for me to completely strip myself of all of that negativity before I go home and talk to my own family, I sometimes will get in the bath and take a salt bath. And it just really brings me back down to zero, allows me to start again. It doesn't have to be a long 2 hours with candles kind of a bath. It's more of an energetic clearing or cleansing. If your chakras are really off balance, sleep. Try to do the resets that we've talked about with your fingers and also with your incense, and then go to sleep. Take a nap, even for a half an hour. It can really help. More water. I know everybody says so, but there's a reason for it. It's to allow the alkaline acid balance in your body to come to the right equilibrium, because that really affects your ability to take in new messages. If you've ever seen a stone being thrown into a pond and then it causes a ripple, now imagine that you are the pond, but that you've gone dry and that God or the universe is trying to send you a message. And then he chucks a stone and it doesn't ripple, it just thunk thuds like that. That is not going to work. So for you to get messages through your crown chakra and your third eye chakra, you really totally need to be hydrated. And I'm talking about a lot of hydration, perhaps even 2 liters of water a day. Give it a try and see if your intuition doesn't increase. And then again, I'm going to say that prayer that I said. It's, dear God, please open what needs to be opened and close what needs to be closed. That's a really effective prayer when we're talking about chakras and when we're talking about receiving messages. So I'd like to invite you to send me a message on Twitter. My handle is @ShannonWalbrand, or on my Facebook. My Facebook is facebook.com stroke Shannon Walbrand, about what you're doing for your chakras and if you've noticed any of these annoying symptoms of when your chakras are too far open or too far closed, and then if you've tried any of these treatments, how it's working for you. So the next segment that I'd like to take you to is called The Heroes Project. And every week I tell you a little story about a client interview that I've done when I ask the client, who is your hero? How does that help you? And how do you want to be more like your heroes? So before we close off this show, I'd like to say that the best story that, well, I can't say that it's the best story. I've heard hundreds of stories so far, and this is one of the most recent, and so therefore it seems to be affecting me the most. A woman's parents grew up in Belgium. When the Nazis had invaded Belgium, and the Nazis were marching the Jews through the streets, and a woman was standing in the parade, and her grandmother was standing on the side. Okay, the woman who's telling me the story. Let me get this right. And there's a little Jewish boy, and the woman in the street pushes the boy towards my client's grandmother and says, take him. And she took him because the parents were going to the death camps and there was no way that they were ever going to come back. And so this little boy named Max was raised by a Belgian family. And when the Nazis came door to door looking for anybody who had been hidden, the grandmother had carved a hole out of the wall, put him in there and plastered it over with wallpaper temporarily so that he wouldn't be found. And they survived the war. That's what I call a hero. I invite you to call in to me and tell me your hero's story. I really want to hear it. For now, I'll sign off. I would like you to always remember that you are guided.
Thank you for listening to Spirit Guidance Radio with Shannon Walbrand on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in each Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern to hear messages from your spirit guides. You are guided. Visit ShannonWalbrand.com to schedule a personal session with Shannon and change your life.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, ManifestYourLifeDream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Speaker, teacher, channel, clairvoyant, Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst who channels a powerful energy from Source to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Tune in to Intuit University, compassionate guidance connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, the second and fourth Thursday each month at 12 p.m. Pacific Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality and a fun and magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, and spirituality. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Get insider knowledge about everything that is going on at Transformation Talk Radio. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com and enter your email to receive our newsletter. Stay updated on new hosts, inspiring guests, and good news articles from around the world. We look forward to having you join our community.
Feel like you just can't find your happiness? Want to move past old hurts or traumas? Not feeling comfortable in your body? Consider an intuitive healing session with Christy Borst. Christy has a divine healing gift, and her process will help you experience a perspective reboot. Release that which no longer serves you. For more information and to contact Christy, visit healingresonance.us. That's healingresonance.us.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Join the Pacific Northwest's EFT Tappers at the 4th Annual Tappers Gathering this March 1st at Bastyr University. Tapping enthusiasts from across the region will be sharing healing stories, learning different EFT applications, and forging a strong community. This event raises money and awareness for continuing EFT tapping scientific research. All net proceeds go to our 501c3 nonprofit conducting a study showing how EFT can alter gene expression. Bring your cards and information for a fulfilled day of networking and inspiring one another. Visit www.nwtappersgathering.com or call 360-661-6877. www.nwtappersgathering.com or call 360-661-6877. Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
Having trouble keeping up with the accelerated, life-altering changes occurring on the planet? The Quantum Vortex is the brainchild of Meg Benedicte, a pioneer in quantum healing and energetic activations. Weaving together ancient spiritual knowledge, quantum physics, and vibrational healing, Meg Benedicte is accelerating change at the cellular level. For more details on private sessions, meditation CDs, downloads, and teleseminars, visit NewEarthCentral.com.
Are you ready to give your home a fresh look but don't want to do the work? Help is a phone call away. Kathy's Handy is a full-service general contracting company specializing in home improvement, remodeling, and repairs. Kathy's Handy are specialists in kitchens, baths, fireplace makeovers, and finished carpentry, and they partner with other amazing specialty subcontractors needed to complete any job. Friendly, energetic, and dependable with an impeccable reputation to get the job done while keeping you as comfortable as possible during the transformation of your home is the hallmark of Kathy's Handy. Call Kathy now for a free estimate. 206-715-8126. That's 206-715-8126. And visit kathyshandy.com for a complete view of possibilities for your home.
Chris. Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Where do you desire to go in your life? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul, and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Our Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside us waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase while Victoria Cohen takes everyday situations like job loss, relationship struggles, parenting challenges, work stress, and health concerns and shows you how awakening to your inner voice helps you make more conscious choices where your life flows more smoothly with greater clarity, purpose, grace, and ease. As a psychotherapist and soul coach, Victoria has inspired thousands of clients over the past 31 years to listen to their inner wisdom and let it guide them on their true path. You can learn this too on Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen. Your soul suitcase is packed. Are you ready to start your journey?